sometimes people mistreat you, overlook you, right? Take you for granted, or even try to take advantage of you because of who they are and their character flaw. And that's not a you problem. That's a them problem. Sometimes when people don't see the value in you, instead of respecting you, they just really and truly mistreat you. They walk over your feelings. And it's okay. This episode is to tell you that it is okay, because it just exposes who they are. And it gives you an opportunity to keep it pushing and move to the next. And this episode is much of more of a pick-me-up pep talk. So if you're with it, stay tuned.
Hi, and thank you for joining Dating While Black's radio podcast. Dating While Black was created to open real dialogue between the sexes in hopes that it will foster positive exchange and help cultivate our communities. The radio segments will address issues that relate to the world, our communities, relationships, and everything in between. So sit back, relax, and we hope you enjoy this segment.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
You know, one of my favorite quotes I actually ended up finding on social media several years ago, and it's one of my favorite quotes for a particular reason. It came at a time in my life where I needed a pick-me-up, and it really spoke to my soul, my spirit, and I want to play it for you really, really quick. So bear with me as I attempt to pull it up at the perfect time. But I just want you to know that if you are dealing with something as it relates to rejection, disappointment in the way a person has treated you, handled you, or I don't want to say misuse, but just mistreatment in period. I want you to know that it is going to be okay. I'm going to play it's like a 30-second clip, if you will, and hopefully it has the same type of impact on you as it had on me.
Know what you care, and they treated you like you were common, and God wanted them to treat you that way because he wanted you to see who they were. Because nothing exposes character more than the way you treat people you don't think you need. If you knew what I carried and what God was doing, you'd latch on. But God said, I'm going to hide you in place. He didn't know what you carried.
I love that so much because it basically speaks to that part of you who may feel wounded. He starts off by saying that they did not know what you carried and they treated you like you were common. Many of us have felt that way, and it doesn't necessarily mean that we felt that way in relationships, right? It could have been at work with a colleague. It could have been really and truly, you know, if you're a business owner, it could have really and truly been, you know, when you were trying to get a business loan, right? And they're looking at you like, please. It could have been with family members. But of course, this is a dating podcast, so you know I'm talking about when it comes to love. They did not know what you carried, and they treated you like you were common. We all know that we're superstars. We all know how awesome we are and how blessed a person could be if they just acted right and treated us right. I love the next line when he says, they treated you like you were common. And God wanted them to treat you that way because he wanted you to see who they are. How many times have we seen people for who they are and we just keep it moving and really and truly hope that that's not who they are? Or we give passes or excuses to how people move. It says God wanted them to treat you that way because he wanted to see you to see who they are. Because nothing exposes character more than how a person treats you when they think they don't need you.
You to see they were. Because nothing exposes character more than the way you treat people you don't think you need.
That's huge. That's huge. Because everyone deserves respect, consideration, to be handled with care. And then sometimes we don't get that. Maybe we give that and we don't get that in return. Especially when it comes to dating, if someone thinks that they can do better than you. Instead of treating you with decency and or respect, they may start showing signs of disrespect. Or may just start being unreliable, not consistent. Right? Sometimes people, when they don't see your value or your worth, instead of just treating you with decency and saying, hey, I don't think things are developing in the way they should, they start acting or maybe even moving funny. And sometimes you need to see them for who they are. Because you want a person in your life that's going to treat you good regardless of what they think you can do for them. Regardless of how they may see you in their life, whether or not they consider you a valuable candidate or not. A lot of respect is missing in interactions when it comes to dating and relationships. See, sometimes people are just exposed for our protection, even though it may hurt. There are certain things that you needed to see. Have you ever heard people say there were certain conversations going on, certain things that were going on that you did not have access to, but God did? Right? And for whatever reason, it was necessary for them to be exposed for who they are. The rest of the sermon goes, if you knew, and I'm paraphrasing, if you knew what I carried, you would have latched on. See, you don't want people in your life that have to or feel the need to only stay around because of what they think they can get from you. You don't need that in your life. You need genuine people in your life. At the end of the day, a lot of these connections that we make when it comes to dating really and truly are lessons in life. And sometimes we have to go through certain things and certain lessons, but we also have to pay attention to certain signs that allows us to make those sometimes tough and hard decisions. If you knew what I carried, and what God was doing, you would have latched on. The end of that sermon, he says, so God had to hide you in plain sight. I don't want you around if you're just around because I hit the lottery, right? What happens when that money's gone? Well, how would you have acted had I not hit the lottery? We need people that's going to be in our lives that's going to continue to invest in us the way we invest in them. Not invest because of what they think you can do for them. And when I say do it, I'm not necessarily talking about financially, right? We don't want a person around just because of sex. We don't want a person around just because they're lonely. You want people around that truly values you when you're at the top of your game, when you're at the lowest part of your life. And sometimes their character needs to be exposed before we continue to invest in an empty well. And with that, this is Dee, and I'm out. Bye.
That concludes this episode of Dating While Black. I want to thank everyone who has supported this podcast, who sent emails to info@datingwhileblackpodcast.com, as well as those of you who visit the site and attend the events that we have, both the paid ones as well as the free ones. If you have any episode ideas, we're open to them. Check out the website at datingwhileblackpodcast.com. Bye.